Use of idea checklist. Like this. Write down the idea. Ask the questions. Why not? Why this way? The challenge is the obvious aspect of a problem. Using such checklist to spur ideas. When we ask questions, then we say, "Ha, we can do that way, which was being done 25 years back. That may work now." Idea checklist, write down. Write down the idea and say, it was being done earlier. It is in our file. It is in our memory. My father told me that we were doing like this. Why don't you do like that? Maybe by some change. Maybe by some modification. Use idea checklist. Challenge the obvious aspect of a problem. Spur ideas can be the basis for forming the questioning habit, positive questioning habit in an executive. Write down the ideas as the answers of the various questions. But write down, important, write down as a checklist, write down as a note, because if we don't, you will forget. For example, you have solved a problem in a way, write down the way in which you have solved the problem. Because after 5 years, the same problem will come. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You already know that we had done something 5 years back. It may or may not work. I don't say that the 5 years old idea will work. But write down, because what will fail you is your memory. Write down everything in the form of a note, in the form of a notebook, in the form of an idea checklist. Write down. This questioning must be done in a positive frame of mind. Why? Why not? How? What if? Ask questions. People may laugh at those questions, doesn't matter. Ask questions. And then ideas will come. Write down those ideas. The objective of creative questioning is to uncover new possibilities. How is being done by Americans? How the same problem is being tackled by people from other countries? How people from Delhi are tackling this problem? How people from Kerala are solving this problem? Why are we doing like this? Why our competitors are doing like this? Why not we do as per our competitors? Or why I have to do like our competitor? Why? Why not other way? Keep on asking and write down alternative solutions, better ways of doing things. And then creative flexibility. Rather than obstinately freezing into one particular idea, single approach to a problem, the flexible person starts out by remembering that if one solution will not work, he can always approach the problem from another angle. Problem can be solved by another angle. This is called as creative flexibility. There are some people I have seen, they stick to their one idea only, because they feel that only that idea will work. You ask, why not other idea? Why not? Rather than obstinately freezing into one idea or a single approach to a problem, the flexible person starts out by remembering that if one solution will not work, he can always approach the problem from another angle, like shortest route to go to one place. If we feel that there is a lot of traffic jam there, like we find some other way to go there. Similarly, creative flexibility is the different way to solve the problem. The flexible person starts out by remembering that if one solution will not work, I will not stick to that solution, I will approach the problem from some other angle. Then, while doing this job, thinking, then failures, skeptics, criticism, all that will be there. And the head will get blocked, you will get mental block. No, this is not working anymore, you say. Take a break. Simply take a break. Take a shower, go to the bathroom. Take a shower. If you get a mental block, stop your work, go to the bathroom, take a shower. Remove the mental block. Your mental block will come. Your brain will stop working. So many problems are there. Overload of problems. Or so much criticism. Fear of failure and all that. Mental block will come. Then stop the work. Take a break. Take a shower. Or do some high intensity activity. Do some exercise. Go for jogging. Go in the gym. Or change the channel, do something completely unrelated to the problem you are working in. Forget the problem, completely forget, go and do something else. For example, if you are working on a problem, go and play chess, go and play tennis, go and play basketball. Forget about the problem, completely different, you do something completely different. Or change the environment. For example, go to Kashmir. Go to Kerala, forget about the problem, then your mental block will go and you will get freshened up and then start working freshly. All practical things I am telling you, this will happen. But then, should innovation stop? No, big no. Innovation must continue. But mental blocks must be removed by these ideas. And once you are under the shower, your mind will become fresh. Remove mental blocks. Anything that disrupts the same old routine can be incredibly effective at helping us broaden our perspective. Go for trekking. Ultimately, see new solutions to old problems. Lateral thinking. Brain, God has given a great gift. Lateral thinking is solving problems through an indirect and completely different creative approach using reasoning that is not immediately obvious and may involve ideas that may not be obtainable by using only traditional step-by-step logic, completely different idea in a different way. Lateral thinking. For example, in a basket, there are six eggs. Six people take one egg. How many eggs are remaining in the basket? That is the question. You will say zero, because there were six eggs. Six people have taken one egg. So now there are zero eggs in the basket. I say no. I will say there is one egg remaining in the basket. You will say, what foolish you are talking. Six people are taking one egg. How can there be one egg in the basket? Then I said, five people have taken one egg and one lady has taken the egg along with the basket. So there is one egg in the basket. Lateral thinking. We must think the problem in a different way. Lateral thinking. Then affinity diagram. What is affinity diagram? Look at these girls. They are having lot of small cards. These cards are properly arranged reason wise, cause wise, problem wise, and they are grouped. Then ultimately they write down as the brainstorming. This tool is commonly used within project management and allows large number of ideas stemming from brainstorming to be sorted into groups cause-wise based on their natural relationships for review and analysis. Solve the problems on hand. Define the problem. If it is large and complex, break it down. For example, don't say that the quality is bad. Say the diameter of the nozzle is varying beyond the tolerance. Say specifically. Don't make general statements. Don't say that politics is bad. Say who is doing some wrong thing. Be specific. Define the problem. Break it down, get the facts, go after different ideas, go after many ideas, lots of ideas, ask questions, what is not, when is not, where is not, what is the significance, what is the change, you know. Problem solving, problem analysis method, you know it. And then you will get the probable cause. Solve the problems on hand. Think that here the stain is, but here it is not. Why the stain is here and why it is not here? What is the difference? What is the significance that the stain is looking there and it is not looking there? Why? Ask the questions. Why? Then you may know the cause. Solve the problems on hand. If you have labored over a problem and have not found a solution, you might get frustrated. The best thing is to do is to sleep on the problem, break away from your desk, walk to the water cooler, walk to the toilet, go to the lunch, solve the problems on hand. Evaluate your ideas, screen the ideas as possibles, probables, impossibles. Ask creative questions about bad ideas so that some of them will develop into new ideas and approaches. Be objective. Plenty of cold-blooded judicial thinking has to be exercised and some decisions should be made about implementation of the ideas. Here are a few things that keep on average person from being creative. Laziness, lack of confidence, fear of ridicule. People will say, what fool is that? That fellow doesn't understand anything, talks nonsense. So we are afraid that we will be labeled as nonsense. So we are afraid. We are too much afraid of other people. And that's why there is a big filter, blocked filter. The ideas are not coming anymore. We are afraid. People will laugh at us. We are afraid. People will talk about us as crazy. They will talk so many things about me. So I'm afraid. Then I'm lazy. I don't have confidence. But most of the ideas are not coming because of the fear of ridicule. You must overcome these hurdles. You must overcome so many things. Like you must break the hurdles of the skeptics. I have been telling you, it is not easy. Innovation is not easy. The culture of innovation must be spread. And forget about the fear of ridicule. Create an atmosphere that people will feel motivated to talk about funny ideas, different ideas, new ideas, better ideas. The executive who wants more ideas from his organization has to first create the atmosphere of encouragement and appreciation of creativity, climate of safety, and above all, freedom to fail. I said some time back that if my employee fails, I will uplift him and I will say, thank you, because you have failed while innovating. You have failed because your new idea did not succeed, but it was good that you are thinking about new ideas. I want that. I am not afraid of failure. I am not criticizing if my employee fails. I promote them because they are thinking. I promote them because they are innovating. I am creating freedom to fail. Doesn't matter if you fail, but I know that after 10 failures, you will bring a new idea which will benefit the organization. Very, very difficult. Easy to talk, but very difficult. But do it. I know it is not easy, but I also know that it is compulsory. It is necessary. In America, a stranger approached an 8-year boy and asked him to come with him. The stranger told him that something had happened and his mom had sent him to pick him up. The boy asked the stranger a password. New thing, new idea, password. The boy is asking, tell me the password. Because that mom has told him, don't go with the stranger. Don't take a chocolate given by the stranger. If a stranger is telling you something, don't listen to him. She has told him a password. If that stranger gives a password, then only he will talk to him. Otherwise, he will not talk to any stranger. How nice. Something new idea. These small boys are able to bring new ideas. One small girl said, if I have to start the car, first of all, I have to swipe the license, my license, through one instrument. Otherwise, the car will not start. Why not like this? So, I have to use my license, then only the car will start. What a great idea. Children are able to think new ideas. Why not us? Look at this idea, this boy shown in that photograph. He says that in the morning, there is traffic on the left side, too much traffic. In the evening, the traffic is more on the other side. Then these dividers, why they should not be movable dividers? In the morning, you keep the divider on this side. In the evening, you keep it on that side. That means you give the place to the more traffic by changing the place of the dividers. This is the idea by a small boy of maybe 12 years old. It's an umbrella that transforms into a stylish handbag. Look at this umbrella. When there is no rain, she is able to fold it and use it as a handbag. This is innovation. Ways to keep ideas flowing in your workplaces: ask for ideas. Make sure everyone on your team knows that they are supposed to think. Ask the new employees immediately for their ideas. Create an idea or inspiration room specifically designed to encourage people to brainstorm and debate ideas. Put up a what if board. Have a what if section in every meeting. Have an idea of the exchange of the month, idea challenge of the month. Design your workplace to encourage spontaneous random encounters between employees. Giving people more autonomy. Open and honest communication, a fun, inspiring meeting room, simplified rules and regulations and processes, recognizing that not changing, not trying anything new is often the biggest risk. We must do something new. We must try something new. Simple, plain, everyday language, accessible and open leaders, teams that interconnect with other teams, bold, audacious goals and targets, idea championing language, high levels of trust, leaders recognizing innovators. All these ideas, all these things help creativity flow. Creativity must flow. It must go on and on and on. We should not stop. I said, we must have problem sensitivity. Every person in the group, every person in the organization has to have problem sensitivity. His idea must fluently go on. If he gets mental block, the mental block should be removed. We should train him how to remove the mental block. He should have idea checklist. He should have a notebook. Brainstorming on a regular basis, embracing healthy conflict, debate focused ideas, not personalities, a clear and bold vision of the future. Debate focused on ideas, not personalities. We should not talk people, who is talking what. We should say this is the idea. Whose idea is not important. Idea is important. So like that, very, very healthy discussion should happen. Recognizing that 90% good is sometimes all that can ask for, move forward for an idea. Hiring people with varying perspectives and backgrounds, different skills, a healthy sense of humor, which is very rare. And what blocks creativity? In our organizations, if you look around, you will find that there are many people who are blocking the creativity. Micromanaging projects and people. Where you are gone? Why you are gone? How much money you have spent? Why you have wasted time? Like that. Lack of open and honest communication. A stuffy meeting room. Too much red tapeism. A risk adverse attitude and culture. Buzzword jargon. Inaccessible leaders. Teams working in isolation. Everybody has different, their faces are on the opposite side. Small, unexciting goals and targets, achievable targets, idea killing language. Oh, we tried it earlier. It did not work. 35 years we are working like this. It did not work. A lack of trust. Leaders who take credit for others' ideas. This is my idea, like that they will say. Then blame storming, that means they are putting the blames on others. Oh, this fellow, because of this fellow we failed, because of that fellow we failed. All this atmosphere blocks creativity. We must see that everybody is problem sensitive, everybody's ideas must flow. We should write down these ideas properly on a notebook. On idea checklists and right brains of all the employees must continuously work. And that was the idea of this chapter, flow of ideas. And that will give the real innovation, which how to implement it we will see in the next chapters. But one thing, innovation needs flow of ideas. Thank you.